he talked in the last 2-3 weeks about the Lord being the bread of life, being the living water. And today the Lord reveals himself as the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Firstly, here, about the light of the world, when first the Lord said in creation, let it be light, and it was light. Light came by the word of God. Let it be light, and it was light. What we need to understand, there is no power called darkness. Darkness is just the absence of light. Darkness is just the absence of light. Once the Lord said, let it be light, darkness disappeared, vanished. So what we need to realize today, that the Word of God is light. He is the light. Who is the Word of God? Who is the Word of God? Who is the Word of God? Huh? Us. Who is the Word of God else? Who is the Word of God? Who is the Word of God? Who is the Word of God? Christ. Christ is the Word of God. That is why it is not only the Word that let it be light, but He Himself is light. Because He said, the Bible tells us that God is light and lives in light. That is why it's not only Him being light, but His power in the world is light. His word is light. And that is why, even when the Lord being risen after His death, the resurrection was light. When they came into the tomb was light. The only miracle which still happening from 2,000 years ago, what is it? Every light Saturday, the light comes out of the tomb. The light comes out of the tomb. And the Greek patriarch holds a bunch of candles in the tomb. They search them. They search the tomb. They put all the lights in the resurrection church in Jerusalem off. And then the light comes out of the tomb. Still, up till this day, that light comes out of the tomb. That light, if you put your hand in it in the first 15 minutes, it wouldn't harm you. But then it would. And they take this light and go to all the churches in the whole world to bring the light of the resurrection. He is the light, still for the whole world. I am the light of the world. And how can we benefit of that light? It is great that Christ is the light of the world. But the Lord said, it is not only me who is the light. You are the light of the world. Every one of us is light. Because Christ made us light. How Christ did make us light? Man was created pure and light, but sinned, and darkness went into him. How the Lord did it change that darkness? Can anybody know? By dying for us, he died for us. And how can we be light again? He died, he took our old sins, but how can it get to us? How that light comes to us? Baptism, excellent. Baptism. When we go into the font of the baptism, we are born again. We are becoming light again. We all went into the baptism and became light, being enlightened. That is why we call the baptism enlightenment, the enlightenment. And when we are enlightened in the baptism, why do we sin again? Why darkness comes into our lives again? We should live in light. Anybody knows? Anybody knows? Our nature collapses. Why does our nature collapse? We became back to the state of Adam and Eve to choose. To choose. When we sinned, when we were in darkness, we have no choice. But the Lord made us light again, but did not take from us the choices. We are still choosing. Do we need to live as light? Or can we live in darkness again? And these choices makes us free. Makes us free. We still haven't the free will to choose to live in darkness or live in light. But we have the power to live in light. We have the power to be light. How can we live that light? How can we benefit of that light in our life? The first thing the Lord told us, I gave you the light. I made you light again. But you need to do what? To walk in the light. To walk in the light. How can we walk in the light? That is his commands, his words. His words. His words. Prophet and King David said, I have found your words like what? Honey. I ate it. I ate it. So he became light. is the lamp for my path. Your word is the lamp for my path. You want to know how to do things? Listen to the word of God. Why the Bible is the most important thing in our lives? Because it is the word of God. And who is the word of God? Who is the word of God? Christ. So the Bible is not words. It's not a book of history. It's not a book of science. It's not a poem you read. The Bible is meeting with God. Is meeting God. The Bible is listening to God Himself. You know, when we read the Bible in the church, what do? We start reading the Bible by saying what? Before stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. Before that we do what? Agios Othios, Agios Echeros, Holy, 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 Almighty God. Holy! Why? Because the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming to talk to us, so we all receive the Lord by saying, Holy, 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 Almighty God. And then the deacon say, or the priest say, the litany of the gospel, saying, many prophets and righteous people have desired to see what you see and haven't seen, and to hear what you hear and haven't heard. What do we see? What do we hear? The Lord. The Lord is standing to read the gospel for us. So the Bible. And that is why the deacon says, stand, stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. Stand, stand in the fear of God. It's just a deacon here reading the gospel. No, it is not the deacon. It is God Himself is reading the gospel for us. That is why we stand in the fear of God. God Himself is there talking to us. That is why, you know, when Moses went on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, what happened to him? He met the Lord. He met the Lord, and the Lord gave him the Ten Commandments. But not only the Ten Commandments. Moses, when he took the Ten Commandments, what happened to him? He became light. His face was like the sun. When he came down from the mountain, nobody could look at him. They covered him with a veil because nobody can stare at his face. He became light. He became light. And that is how the Word of God enlightens our lives. You want to benefit of that light? Walk in the light. Walk in His commandments. Live His commandments. I remember I was reading in the book of the Paradise of Fathers. There was a monk. Monks usually work things and sell it and take the money of what they sell and live by it in the old days. So one of the monks made some baskets, wants to sell his baskets, and there was a rich man who had a daughter possessed with demons. And he wants someone to help his daughter. So he asked in the church, who can help my daughter to heal her, to cast out the demons of her? And they told him, there is a monk who comes in the city, sells the things, take him, let him pray for her, and the demons will go out. But monks, they warned him, monks are humble. If you tell him, come and cast out the demons, he will say, I can't. So please, don't tell him so. But tell him to come to your home, and when he comes to your home, let him pray for your daughter, and the demons will go out. So he went, that man went to the city, saw the monk sitting and selling his basket. He went to, and said to him, Father, Father, I want to buy all your baskets. So the monk was pleased because he wouldn't have to stay to sell all his baskets. One man will buy all the baskets. But he said, but I have a problem. He said, what? He said, I haven't got the money here, the money at home. Can you come please with me? I'll give you the money, I'll have all your baskets, and you even bless my home. So the monk said, that's okay. Are you living far? He said, no, I'm not living far, but we will go soon. I'll give you all your money. He said, that's fine. He went to home. But the demons in his daughter were panicking because they knew that this holy man is coming, and if they don't do anything, he will cast them out of this person. So the demons made a plan. When the monk comes, his daughter will come out and will finish that monk. So what did happen? Once they arrived home, his daughter was the one who opened the door. And she saw the monk. When she saw the monk, she immediately, by the power of Satan, she was driven to go and slap the monk on his face. What the demon wants to do with the monk? To make the monk angry. And if the monk is angry, it's finished. It's finished. He can't do anything. He loses his power. He loses his authority. So when the daughter slapped the monk on his face, the monk remembered what? The word of God, the commandments. So he did what? He turned his face to the daughter. He turned the other cheek to the daughter. So the demons couldn't stand it. And they screamed and said, we left it. Woe to us from your commandments, Jesus Christ. Woe to us from your commandments, O Lord Jesus Christ. If you live according to the commandments of God, then you will have the authority of God. Then you will defeat Satan. Then you will have victory over all the evil in the world. This is why we are weak. We are weak Because we don't live the word of God. You know, Elijah was a man of God, living by the word of God. One day, Elijah said, there will be no rain. There was no rain. Everyone panicked. Everyone was really distressed. And Elijah met the king and said to him, there will be no rain till I say so. Where did you get this power, Elijah? I'm living the word of God. I'm living in His commandments. That is why I have authority. The Bible tells us, if anyone lives in righteousness according to the will of God, the Lord will submit His enemies to him. Submit His enemies to him. We say, God gave us authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and all the powers of evil. Why? Because we became light. If you keep the commandments of God, you will be light. You will have His authority. Walk in the light. That might be sometimes difficult. That might be sometimes terrible. But the Lord said, carry your cross and follow me. Because if we suffer with Him, we will be glorified with Him. There is no resurrection without the Good Friday. Every one of us will have his Good Friday sometimes, somehow. But be sure, when you carry your cross, there is resurrection, there is light after it. Good Friday is followed by the Easter Sunday. The second thing, the first thing is what? Huh? The first thing is what? Walk in the light. The second thing is to believe in light. Believe in light. Trust that light. Trust that light. Trust, if you say the truth, the Lord will save you. Trust, if you follow His commandments, He will support you, strengthen you. He will give you the power to overcome all your enemies, all the world, all the evil in the world. Believe in the light. Believe in the light. Saint Anthony, one day came to the church like all of you, sat on the bench, and there was a gospel there. Saying what? Go and sell everything and come and follow me. Go and sell everything you have and come and follow me. You know what? When our Lord Jesus Christ met that rich man, and that rich man came to him and said, Lord, what should I do to inherit the heavenly kingdom? He said, go and sell everything. Firstly, do you keep the commandments? He said, I have kept it since I was young. I know it. He said, go and sell everything. Come and follow me. The rich man could not. 400 years later, Saint Anthony was a man like any one of you, sitting there, normal man, layman, heard the gospel, the same gospel. Go and sell everything and come and follow me. He believed it. He said, the Lord talked to me today. I will do it. He went and sold all his land. 300 acres of land. Sold them. His sister took her and put her in a convent. And became with nothing. And what the Lord did with that poor man who sold everything and followed him. What the Lord did do with him. He made him the father of all the monks in the world. He is the founder of monasticism in the whole world. In the whole world. I imagine that Saint Anthony today, when he goes into heaven, how many monks will go behind him? How many monks in the world will go behind Saint Anthony? Millions, billions of monks all over the ages and generations will go after him. Why? Because he followed the word of God. He lived the word of God. He believed the word of God. Not only walking in it, but believing in it. Believing. Faith is an adventure. Faith is an adventure. You believe. You take the risk. You take the risk. But faith will never be let down. So what was the first thing? Walk in the light. What is the second thing? Believe in the light. Walk in the light. Believe in the light. And what is the third thing? Be light. How can I be light? How can I be light? Yes, you've been baptized and you've been enlightened. Is that enough? No, that is not enough. To be a light as well, you have to unite with the light. You have to unite with the light. And that is what we have in the Holy Communion. Every one of us, in the last part of the church, go and get the communion. And what is the communion? Communion is the body and the blood of Christ. And who is the body and the blood of Christ? The light. God is light. And you take that light. You unite with that light. You become light. You become light. Because you unite with that light. And then everyone in the world will see that light in you. Will see that light in you.